Eleusis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Eleusis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have within you the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way with new eyes. So stay with us and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today is the value of conflict. And before we explore that topic, I want to mention to you that we'll have an offer later on a book that's a discount, so to speak. And stay with us and we'll talk more about that in a little while. But let's give some credit to Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey is the founder of the Eleusis Trust organization, and Eleusis Trust sponsors this show. And Alice Bailey wrote 24 volumes of literature upon which the show is based. And the main inspiration for all the dialogue that you hear in this show comes from her works, as does the following thought. A great awakening is in process, but people will only see correctly when conflict is properly viewed as a spiritual necessity. How can conflict be a spiritual necessity when it's something we would all prefer to avoid?
Yeah, it comes as kind of a surprise, I suppose, to think of conflict and spiritual growth in the same sentence. But in fact, they are not only linked, they are mutually supportive. At a certain stage, and for a very long stage of the spiritual path, we talked in a recent program, a series that we did on Atlantis, if our listeners remember, and conflict that is being experienced now throughout the world and on a global level as well as a personal level is traced back to that very ancient conflict that began in Atlantis. And one of the most interesting aspects of what the Alice Bailey writings say about conflict is the depiction they give of the crisis point that we are at in the present age. It implies that the world won't always be in such a state of tension and conflict, and it hasn't always been in a state of conflict like the present time. Something is coming up for recognition and redress, I guess.
That's one of the hard concepts to kind of understand, really, why we have to keep going through these conflicting situations all the time. Why must there be this tension and conflict? But I think it's something in the very substance we're born with, and it's just kind of endemic to living on Earth because we can't really escape it. And I think it's a process we have to go through for a reason, isn't it?
Yes. There is a point of decision that is reached in any conflict that's engaged. And on the huge sweep of the evolutionary plan, people might remember that in Atlantean times, there was a crisis that developed over the excessive pull of materialism and the emotional polarization of humanity at that time, where the hierarchy of the masters of wisdom who guide and stimulate human evolution decided that the cycle of conflict was such that it had to be put to a stop. And that ancient civilization was withdrawn, and that's why it's such a mystery even today. There are rumors that have sort of stayed in human consciousness about the existence of Atlantis. Even I think the Discovery Channel recently had a program about it. But we are back again at this higher turn of the spiral, again facing this pull between materialism and spirituality, and between the emotional pull of desire and the mental grasp of truth and spiritual values.
And it comes down, it brings to the surface the real basic, what they call pairs of opposites of spirit and matter, or spirit and materialism, because these have to do with the fundamental nature of life on Earth, because everything has a material nature, but it also has a deep spiritual nature within the material form, and it's the conflict that often arises between these two poles that produces the conflict, whether it's in one's personal life or in between the conflict that's going on right now between nations.
It was the message of the Buddha 2,500 years ago that the suffering that human beings experience is alleviated only by rising above these pairs of opposites and choosing the noble middle way. But our predilection, if that's the word, as human beings, is to want to choose and to choose that which serves self-interest and self-satisfaction and gives material benefit and material physical comfort and well-being. And until we learn to recognize the higher values that are spiritual, the more abstract, more subjective values that lead us forward in consciousness and don't just indulge our physical wants, until we learn to distinguish between those two sets of values, we are going to be engaged in a tremendous conflict. And the reason it's so global at the present time is because I think it's coming up for resolution. The Bible said all things shall be shouted from the housetops at the end of the age. I don't want to sound like a millennialist or whatever those people, an Armageddonist. It's not that that I'm implying, but periodically in cycles of evolution, there is a kind of a rising up of everything to the surface. And I think most people who look at the world today would agree that we're in such a period now.
And I think one of the benefits of conflict, I mean, we're talking about the spiritual necessity of conflict, but one of the benefits that comes out of these conflicts, whether it be in one's personal life or whether it be in the world, you know, among nations, the benefits is the power to discriminate and the ability to discriminate, to make choices, as you say. And if we make wrong choices, then the conflict continues and we keep making these choices until we, in effect, we get it right. And it opens the way. There's a releasing factor that kicks in once the right choice is made.
In the Ageless Wisdom given in the books of Alice Bailey, there's a discussion of the cycle of conflict and its resolution that's quite esoteric and quite interesting. She relates it to the cycle of war followed by renunciation leading to liberation. Or you could say conflict followed by exhaustion followed by emancipation. And another set of three is crisis followed by tension when things are heightened into clarity followed by emergence. And probably we're in a stage of tension, of heightened clarification of the issues. Everything is coming to the surface for recognition. We're having to gain a lighted view of our values and where they have taken us individually and as a society. I would think that things are reaching a state of heightened tension. What this suggests is the need for choice. And when we talked about the Easter festival recently and the demonstration of the crucifixion as Christ's depiction for all humanity, not just for Christians, but for all humanity, of the need to give up material craving for the release into spiritual life demonstrated by his ascension from the cross. Until we learn to do that, we have to stay imprisoned in this conflict. The cycle of renunciation is best served by sharing, learning to share, learning to give up selfish pursuits, self-interest, for the good of the greater group, the greater life. We start in little ways, learning to share our money, our time. As children, we learn to share our toys. Everybody has another stage of sharing that they can learn. And in sharing, you learn renunciation and the joy of emergence into a greater sense of identification with others.
Yes, and I think that maybe a good example of that, at least on the international level, is the renunciation of war as a means of establishing peace in the world. You remember World War I is supposed to be the war to end all wars. You don't remember World War I? Well, I don't either. I remember World War II, but that is obviously a continuation of that same conflict.
The war to end all wars, yeah.
And the Charter of the United Nations and the UN was a result of the conflict, because it's one of the beneficial results that comes from conflict, and that's a prime example, I think, of the benefits of conflict and what good can come out of conflict and beauty can come out of conflict. And the UN Charter was founded to end the scourge of war. Well, we're still grappling with this question about finding ways to bring peace in the world without war. But we haven't gotten there yet, obviously, because we're still at war in many parts of the world. But it's this 20th century where this question really has begun to gel, I think.
Well, there's a parallel, isn't there, between small children playing together and they start to fight and one of them bonks the other one over the head and that settles it, dissolves in tears, and somebody emerges victorious. We're still sort of behaving that way towards others who don't do or live the way we think they should. We bonk them over the head. And as long as we think that physical aggression is going to put things right for the foreseeable future, we're going to think war works. We haven't learned yet that conflict can be lifted up to a higher level of values, principles, and ideas. And maybe we can pick up that thread after our break.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. And our topic for today is the value of conflict. We have a special offer for you today from Lucis Publishing Company. It's one of our books, the title of which is Ponder on This, and it's a compilation. Ponder on This is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey. And it's available for $16. And what you have to do is you have to send a check or a money order to Lucis, Lucis is L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, that's a $16 check or money order, and you're purchasing the book. The title of it is Ponder on This. Check a money order for $16 to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And just mention that you heard it on Inner Sight, maybe a little post-it note or something. And if you do, you'll get free shipping and handling if you mention Inner Sight. Now, $16 is the price that we charge when there is not shipping or handling. It's, of course, much more if you just call in and order the book. We're not endowed. We don't have any wealthy benefactors helping us out, and it does cost quite a bit of money to stay on this radio station, and although we're honored to be on it, it does cost a lot, and you've really helped us to stay on the air, and we would certainly appreciate your continued support. If you'd like to send donations to keep us on the air, donations can be sent to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's donations. Those donations can be sent to Lucis LUCIS, Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. We also have many requests for other books, cassette tapes, and general packages of information. And if you'd like to contact us for any other books or cassette tapes of these shows, you're certainly welcome to do so by giving us a call on our toll-free number, 1-866-695-8247. Once again, 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. That's 1-866. Think of New York LUCIS. Our website, where you can key into our library of archive shows, we have at this point a couple of hundred shows that you can key into, various themes coming from the Alice Bailey books, all the radio shows that we've ever done, can be keyed into on our website, which is www.lucistrust.org. Let's get back to our topic. The topic, of course, for today is the value of conflict. Can you say more about the spiritual basis of conflict?
Yes, we were talking about renunciation paving the way to emergence from conflict. I think there's a tendency in so many of us to divide the world up into those who agree with us and those who don't agree with us, those who live by our values and those who don't, and to see the world in terms of right and wrong, black and white. And spiritually, we know that there is a wholeness, a unity to the world that incorporates all the tremendous diversity of human experience and beyond human planetary experience in life. All of this is knit together in an incredibly beautiful and intricate and synthetic tapestry, which is created ultimately by God. The fact that we see warring opposites everywhere we look is the fundamental human illusion. And the only way to get beyond this kind of conflictive view of life, I think, is to give up the need or desire to be right and to impose that rightness on everybody else. What we are obligated to do, as Dale said, is to learn to discriminate in the sense of using judgment, experience, intelligence, and values to determine what we think is the higher way for ourselves, and then to stand for that value, whatever issue is up for questioning. Not to preach it or impose it on others, but to stand for it, often silently, I think, to silently remain true to one's values and principles without arguing or fighting with someone else or trying to change them. In that way, you retain respect for their difference and for their own life experience and world view, but you don't compromise your own. And behind it all, I think there is an unwavering sense of the one humanity that has to be preserved.
And getting back to what you mentioned about renunciation, I think that's really the important lesson that comes from conflict, because one continues on a certain path, if one continues on a certain path and holding on to the old ways and ways of doing things, then you constantly keep coming back to a conflict, a situation of conflict. So it's learning to renounce or give up or let go, really. It's letting go of the hold that materialism has upon you. You become a prisoner to materialism, and that's to get out of that prison requires a certain amount of renunciation.
That's an interesting thought. Letting go is an aspect of forgiveness, isn't it? You don't really forgive until you have let go of the situation that offended or wounded, and you turn your eyes to the future.
And it eventually leads to a greater beauty, not only, you know, a beauty of things, but a beauty of the way of life, because you're no longer bound and imprisoned by this very dense material. You're not really pulled back into that milieu of the materialism. And this is sets one on the path. We're talking about the spiritual benefits of conflict. It's renunciation and letting go of the not only the physical but the emotional hang-ups that we have too, because that enables greater light to shine in.
And as long as you're looking at the past, you're like Lot's wife in the Bible. You're in danger of turning into a pillar of salt. As long as you're looking back and trying to settle the score and remembering and keeping alive all that emotion, you cannot resolve the conflict. It's interesting what you are saying as it applies to the Geneva Accord. I don't know if our listeners are familiar with this initiative that was begun by both Israeli and Palestinian peace negotiators, but they have come up with something called the Geneva Accord, which instead of trying to settle the conflicts and the rights and wrongs that have been done on both sides to both sides over decades, instead of still trying to hash out who was more wrong than the other side, the vision of the Geneva Accord is on the future, the renunciation of past wrongs in the willingness to look at a future goal that everybody can aspire to and collectively work toward is the thrust of that Geneva Accord. This seems to be working along the lines of what mm-hmm. you're saying about the right approach to conflict.
Right, and I'm reminded of the spiritual law that says, by holding, man loses, and by relinquishing, he gains. So by holding on to the past and to what's in the past of one's individuality, man, you lose.
Look how often people, though, hold on to the past and want to put that record straight and still want to even up the score.
Right. But by relinquishing, everybody gains. It's a win-win situation mm-hmm. when you relinquish. So it's a fascinating but a very difficult way to look at the world of conflict. But there is a very deep spiritual basis behind it.
There's a statement that the Christ made, I come not to bring peace but a sword. That has always fascinated me. I come not to bring peace, but a sword. What did he mean? Not the sword of warfare, but the sword of decisive decision-making, discrimination, of clarification. And I think this is a time when the sword of discrimination is being very finely wielded. And we're all accountable for where we stand in the present state of the world. Do we cleave to the old ways of materialism and hatred and ill will and separativeness and selfishness, or do we cleave to the willingness to renounce the past and to remain unwaveringly committed to a belief and a faith in the one humanity and the capacity of humanity to work out its present differences? The hierarchy, the masters believe that we can do it because we are entrusted with free will. They don't intervene and settle conflicts for us. They did in Atlantis by bringing the whole age to an end with a flood, according to myth. This time we're left to work it out because we have minds, we have education, we have the capacity to think.
And that's that very presence of mind is what's going to be the saving factor, because it gives us the capacity to think through these issues and to begin to not only distinguish between good and evil, but more good and more
mm-hmm.
more
the
evil.
The greater good and the lesser good.
Yeah, the more subtle distinctions that need to be made.
I think that's a very hard one for people that are developing spiritually, to recognize their good and to see when it is eclipsed by an even greater good. to put the greater principle over the lesser principle. So many people get stuck on a spiritual principle that is so cherished by them that they can't see it's eclipsing in a still greater, more inclusive, higher principle.
And we have to have faith that there is a new age coming, and that all of this, the stirring up that's going on in the world, is a prelude to that new age, you know, as it's been called, the Age of Aquarius. Well, new energies are pouring into the world now, and it's what's really stirring up the soil, so to speak. And when you stir up the soil, why, new seeds can be planted, and it's the ground is prepared for something more fertile and more beautiful to grow.
There is beauty in conflict, because the fourth ray is the ray of harmony through conflict, which governs humanity. So we have a lot of involvement in conflict. It's part of our essential nature as a species, and it leads to beauty. Out of conflict comes greater beauty. So we shouldn't dread it, avoid it, but work through it and see the higher unifying value behind the conflict that we experience personally and in the world. There's that wonderful saying, one of our poets said that men learn by means of evil that good is best. I've always loved that, because it trusts human intelligence and capacity to learn from experience. We learn by means of evil that good is best. So I suppose we shouldn't try to put a lid on it too quickly. In fact, Alice Bailey said there could be no disaster more serious than a too abrupt ending of the clash of emotional reactions of humanity and of the current ideologies. She said it's essential that the issues become still clearer in human minds before any final choice or decision is made. That's the cycle we're in now. Things are coming up for resolution, and we have to endure.
Please take advantage of the special offer from Lucis Publishing Company. It's a book that one of the first books I started reading. I really liked it a lot, because it more or less gave me an understanding or an insight into those topics written by Alice Bailey that I would most likely explore and want to explore first. The title of the book, Ponder on This. It's a compilation of extracts from all 24 books, and our special offer is that you get it for $16. And that's only, by the way, if you mention that you heard the offer on the show in their site. Send a check or money order for $16 to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, that's Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And free shipping and handling if you mention Inner Sight. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.